morning when I wake up. Money on my mind, go time to get kicked up. Sunshine coming through my blinds, I'm living, but really though, it's never enough. 10 billion, that's a must. Living in California, everybody wanna visit for. They come for. From all around the world for the. These niggas are killed for that. Put it in your grill for that. Still, everybody gotta build for that. Me, I make bills off that. How the fuck y'all can't see I ride when I drive down the block and you look outside? AKTE in your eyes. I enter big money for the enterprise. It's a beautiful day, I guess. For a bitch to roll with Andre, I guess. Roll it up, baby, come on, let's set trust and roll it up for me when I'm stressed.
You might catch me in Atlanta. Fly out to get him some 3 W's, only for a 3 day run. Bitch, take the motherfucking pennies off. You ain't no none shit. I be living in the sky every time I ride by them hoes. Living in the sky on the radio, cause TV no eye control. Let it breathe, eye control. California living till I am old. We want to be on to peak on the charts so the peons can be gone and be on their hearts. She ain't the cool, she ain't the neon, cause she on the BS before we can start.
LR Blitzkrieg in the house. Your mic good?
Yeah, man. Mic sounds nice. Check one.
MTMRReport.com is a hip-hop website. You might be familiar with it. If not, go check it out. We were at the Lyricist Lounge 20-year reunion party slash show celebration.
Shout out to Danny Castro, Anthony Marshall, Wise Dread, Blue Davis,
Shout out to all the MCs and DJs and everybody that was in the house. It definitely was a reunion. There was a lot of people that I've known for longer than I'd like to admit I've known them. Black Thought hosted for the first half.
Yeah,
Dougie Fresh on the mic.
Yeah, he's holding it down, man. It's a good show.
Dougie Fresh hosted, in terms of being a host, but Black Thought performed throughout the night. He was dropping joints, freestyle songs. He was killing it. That was definitely a treat.
Yeah, most of the acts, most of the special guests, and everything. You had Homeboy Sandman. You had Prodigy and Big Noid. Who else was there?
Bush Babies. Most came out, went back and forth to Black Thought. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. They did 75 bars. That was insane.
Holding it down on the wheels. He killed the old school set. He just played classics and got the crowd into a frenzy. Because everyone there, that's like the songs he was playing, that's their era, since it's a 20-year reunion,
Yeah.
He definitely knew what the crowd wanted. Actually, he asked us. He was like, yo, y'all want to hear new shit or you want to hear old shit? everybody was like, oh shit.
Y'all want me to play new shit? Or y'all want me to play old shit? If you want new shit, throw your hand up. If you want old shit, throw your hand up.
We got to Cypher at the end on stage. You know, a lot of MCs that had been down with the movement for years. We came up. PH was there, AL Skills, Punchline. We're actually going to play some music from Punchline in a little while. But actually, let's go into some music right now. Since we're on the Lyricist Lounge Tip, play some underground joints, some new underground good music. Punchline, Strickland, Master Ace, and Wordsworth. We're going to the song when it come back. All right, MCMIReport.com is the site, and you're listening to the MCMI Report radio show.
Yo, I walk through landmines, I juggle hand grenades. It's nothing, like how I'm snuffing all them plans you made. The drawing board is what you need to go back to. Your whole crew sucks and you whack too. I'ma tweet that, I'm from the Midwest. Dog, we good and grimy. You can take me out the hood, but the hood inside me. I'm living it up, Milwaukee's best, I'm throwing it up. Punch and clap, put me on the track, I'm blowing it up.
I was blessed with the best ability. Spit rhymes in a way to ensure that the rest are feeling me. Try and pay the bills, got checks for Hillary to buy studio time in the best facility. I wanna be the bomb in the booth. Got dynamite straps in my chest and I'm armed with the truth. And you know I'm not arming the youth. I am teaching them how to be explosive. I'm reaching them now.
I'm the mechanic with a pipe bomb to fix your car. Boom.
You think you like me? Ha ha, you the funny nigga.
See me in the deck too long, I blow up your box.
Did you go back?
I'm the mechanic with a pipe bomb to fix your car. Boom.
You think you like me? Ha ha, you the funny nigga.
See me in the deck too long, I blow up your box.
Did you go back?
Can I get a soul clap? Perhaps your nigga should duck low. Gunshots in my hood, similar to a drum roll. Sound clash from the booth to the big screen. Big dreams like Miss Wallace, I do big things. First in the booth to set it off. And one take, watch me nail it like pedicures. And set them all, meet your fate when it's time. I'm married to the game with a dame on the side. It's my time, the dough stacker. Trying to touch a mill, I ain't talk about the female rapper. Style way better than yours, you're not a factor. Like working out, you gon' feel it the day after. The best ever, took the oath from the truth. I'm a walking time bomb that explodes in the booth. I came for the loot, got it just in time. I'm a human landmine, the name be Punchline.
I'm the mechanic with a pipe bomb to fix your car. Boom.
You think you make me see? Ha ha, you the funny nigga.
See me in the deck too long, I blow up your box.
Did you go back?
I'm the mechanic with a pipe bomb to fix your car. Boom.
You think you make me see? Ha ha, you the funny nigga.
See me in the deck too long, I blow up your box.
Did you go back?
The fuse is lit, countdown to boom from tick. Body blown and reduced to bits. Dedicated to the love of my music gift. Like red is the bloods and blues to crisp. You can't like that album, the reviews are fixed. Without auto-tune, dudes can't choose a hit. Heated at the features I've done, cats send me back the songs. My vocals low when the music's mixed. Don't be cheap, get it mixed right to choose and pitch. Then pay to get it mastered, use your chips. Think you're nice as me, you would like to be. Spend your life to be right to me. I send you the price of my writer's fee. Write songs all day till the light is gone. Write bars to the stars and the night is formed. Click the mic on, the switch will ignite a pipe bomb to blow off your left and your right arm.
I'm the mechanic with a pipe bomb to fix your car. Boom.
You think you're nice to be? Ha ha, you funny nigga.
Leave me in the deck too long, I blow up your pipe.
Then you go back.
I'm the mechanic with a pipe bomb to fix your car. Boom.
You think you're nice to be? Ha ha, you funny nigga.
Leave me in the deck too long, I blow up your pipe.
Then you go back.
MCMI Report Radio, that was a joint off of Punchline's new project. For anybody out there who wants to get the info, who produced it, who are all the people in the joint, if you missed that, go to MCMIReport.com. That's up on the blog right now. So we're definitely going to be featuring new music that's up on the blog this week. It's GMS. We got LR Blitzkrieg in here too.
Yes, sir.
And, just basically reminiscing. We had a good time at the Lyricist Lounge 20-year reunion hip-hop show. You know, what was like the dopest thing you say from the show, you know, from being there?
Wow. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't really say. I think the whole event was just like one of the best shows that I've been to in a really long time. So the vibe was just, you know, it was just right. You know, strictly like 90s type, you know, lyrical hip hop. Just having Black Thought there hosting. I think that 75 bars with him and Mos was one of the dopest things of the night. But hearing Prodigy perform, you know, he went back and forth from like the Hell on Earth album, the Infamous album, HNIC. He did all the classics. That was great.
Together. I'm going out blasting, taking my enemy with me.
mean, I was in the middle back of the crowd at that point, and everybody was reciting every word. This was like, if you were performing, you got to rock for like real hip hop fans of the lyrics, of the MCing, you know? So they knew all the rhymes. They were really appreciating everything that the artists were putting forth. But speaking of appreciating artists, we have some Sha Stimuli music up on the blog right now, mcmireport.com. And for those who don't know, he's been releasing one CD or one EP, mixtape, whatever you want to call it, every month. I think it's the Rent series. So this joint is called The Truman Show. That's this month's theme, is The Truman Show. T-R-U-E, man, show.
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Look, people think all I do is flow about my place in the game and what I do for dough. Some cats try to fit me in a lane like I'm lame, or I'll make up a persona for the studio. I live life, that's how the music grows. I'm real, I'm not an actor in a movie role. We want the world watching like the Super Bowl, but then it gets on your nerves like the Truman Show. See, it's a double-edged sword. Once you get fans, you wanna get some more. So you tweet what you doing, like, yo, I'm on tour. Instagram and flicks of chicks and calling them whores. Dude tweets back, that's his girl on your floor. Social networks, calls for divorce. I took a loss from a Facebook status and a comment that insinuated shorty saw my mattress. I said she was an actress. When it's out there, what can you say to take it back? I told some chick I was a tutor. She typed my name on Google and went on my Wikipedia, downloaded my CD and asked me why I lied. I said, I'm kinda shy, though I wanna be famous, I don't want fame. Does that make any sense, or do I sound insane? Sometimes I really want people to know my name, but my aim is to make things change and make some change. Look, I live life, that's how the music rolls. I'm real, I'm not an actor in a movie role. We want the world watching like the Super Bowl, but then it gets on your nerves like the Truman Show. See, this is what you wanted, and this is everything that you dreamed. Respect, money, power, but the fame is like 24 hours on Ustream. I know the best is what we strive to be. I swear, as far as spitting, there's no rivalry. But ain't nobody big co-signing me. I guess I should appreciate my privacy. Cause Drake said he misses his. Imagine people knowing who your missus is. Hitting her up and getting all in her biz. We wanna live the life so we can really live. But is that living? Tell me, what point do you feel like you did it? Why does getting a job feel like quitting? 9 to 5 is how you survive. It's like a bid, I'm not kidding. No kids, but I son a lot of wannabes. I'm not a hip-hop head dog, what you want from me? I would have been rock, slim pants, tight shirts, made up a dance like a jerk if I just wanted cheese. But I think I want more than just being a mere mortal. I promise you, when I'm talking, it's a blessing. And they tell me I look like I ain't balling. I don't have the rap, but look, with stupid rapping ain't my calling. It's a tool, it's a stepping stone. So my breath is gone, I'll be sending poems. It's all eyes on me. Who's hot by the new school rules is by your world star YouTube views. Watch me, man.
In 2008, I dropped a mixtape every month. It was very crazy. DJ Victorious. In 2012, not necessarily this being my last year doing music, but in case it was, I wanted to purge and get everything out. Why I'm doing the Rent tape series, basically, in the same vein of throwing a rent party, I wanted to put out an EP that, you know, I would only charge $5 for and really find where my fans are across the world and have them stand up and say, you know, I rock with what you're doing and I want to support. When fans hear the Rent tape series, when they hear each EP, I want them to just get honesty. I want them to forget that I'm a rapper. I want them to forget that they're playing a EP that they have to judge or review or comment on. Like, I just want you to hear each song, hear something to make you think, something you relate to, and move on. Like, it's really that simple. This isn't about me being on the next XXL cover. It's not about me being on all the blog sites. it's really about me taking a direct approach and saying, here's the music, here's what I want for it, and let it get out there. The reason I'm doing a direct approach is I wanted to take part in maybe changing the industry, because rock bands for years have been selling their music directly on their website. And it's just something that we as hip-hop artists feel like maybe we can't do, or maybe we need iTunes, or maybe we need these major labels, or even independent labels. And I just want to show people that you can go directly to the people. I just want people to know that these EPs are not going to be perfect. Like, it's not going to be, everyone's not going to be classic, you know, play them straight through, because I would love that. And in my mind, I want it that way. Like, when I'm going through and I'm writing, I'm trying to make it the best possible hook and beat and song. But I know for a fact that it's a time capsule, so it's capturing where I am at the moment.
You know, and then also, too, like, this dude is writing the verses, like, during that 30-day period. So this is not, like, stuff that was from prior months that he's, like, kind of throwing together and then making a record. Like, he's writing these verses, like, then. So whatever is relevant that's happening in the news or whatever, you know, whatever he's feeling at the time, like, that particular month, he's putting that down, which is, you know, which is pretty dope.
You're never really sure if it's entertaining, you know, like it's just my words and my thoughts and my concepts, and it's probably the toughest thing that I will be doing. When we finished the march, I went home thinking it was terrible. I was like, I'm not gonna be able to do this for 9 more times. Like, it was just draining me.
This dude kept the subject matter to, like, social political commentary. You gotta make dope music, and I feel like, you know, it was impressive to me that he was able to come in and not sound pretentious or preachy, and just kind of talk about real life things that's going on right now.
It's just about hearing something that you identify with and making it a part of your life. And I say that because it happened for me so many times with hip hop, and that's the only reason I'm still doing it.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's finest
GMS.
MCMIReport.com.
Yeah, we're back. MCMIReport.com is the website. You're listening to the MCMI Report. It's GMS. Hello, Blitzkrieg.
Yes, sir.
Now, man, we're reporting on what's going on in the world of MCing from two MCs. You know what I'm saying? We just listened to Sha Stimuli basically explaining the Rent tapes and why he's going direct. So if y'all want to research more or cop some of his music, go to shastimuli.com, shastimuli.com. You know what I mean? We're going to play another joint of his called The Future. That first joint was cool because it sampled the movie, you know? But this one here is just my favorite song on the CD. So check it out, and we'll be back on the MCMI Report.
Oh, if I don't make it through tonight.
Yeah. They call me the president.
Oh, don't you dare shed a tear, baby.
But ironically,
because I live my life,
I'm not always focused on right now.
I live my life so
I swear. Look. If you see the future, ask about a kid named Sherrod. Is he still spitting bars? Does he have a lot of cars? Are the people that question him as a star feeling good about their judgment, or are they clutching their heart like, damn, I should have known it? Is he still performing? He didn't F with Virgin. Was that some sort of omen? Did he ever grow to be what most would call the chosen? I'm asking because I know him. And he is me. Look, all I ever wanted was to make some type of difference, subtract some of the crap, and maybe add some things that's missing, and tell some little kids that if they start out on a mission, then there's nothing that can break them. I just pray that someone listen. Hey, if you see the future, 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 can you ask it if I'm there? Ask it if I'm there. Ask it if I'm there. Yeah.
Cry for me, man. Because I live my life.
I just want to know.
I live my life in the room.
Can I talk? Look. If you see the future, find out if I'm bitter. See if I got better as a person. Am I bigger? I mean, more famous. Did I start abusing liquor? Am I calling women bitches? Am I still saying nigga? Did my clothes get tighter? Did my load get lighter? Did my flow get brighter? Is my show more exciting? Do I still lust ladies with round asses and cleavage? Am I telling them let's only be friends and do they believe it? Am I angry at the women that cheated and chose to leave me? Or did someone that I left get upset and then get even and put me out my misery? Can you ask them for me? Am I detached and lonely or in holy matrimony? Any kids? Did I buy my mother a house? Do I have a house at all? Did my niece ever call? Can I still play ball? Do I shut down malls when I'm walking? When I'm talking, does anyone care at all? Damn. That's what this Truman Show's all about. I want y'all to know what I'm thinking. It's like, am I breathing? Did I publish more books? Did I drop another album? Ask the future how I look. Y'all thinking about the rhymes and the beat and the hook. This is moving music, use it. My present life got me shook. And my past has some issues. Plaques were set upon a crown. So I'm curious, is anybody mentioning me now? Did I break through radio? Get another major? Am I living off my talent? Am I labeled hip-hop savior? Do I care? Did my work pay off? Or am I jaded? Did I start to call my family more? Do me a favor. Ask the future if he sees shy. Some call him stimuli. They said he was complex. Did he ever simplify? Make a catchy single? He used to be a single guy. I keep asking you about my status. I guess it's on my mind. I be wanting so much. Most of it's material, but some of it is spiritual. I want y'all to feel me sincerely, though, when you hear me flow. I really owe my fam for waiting. It took me years to grow. So am I on the path or should I detour? Please, Lord, no one's only half of the battle. Used to watch G.I. Joe right after class. I just need some information, y'all. That's why I ask, are me and my brother closer? Any kid have my poster? Is there a gun in my holster? Did I do all I was supposed to? After 12 EPs with concepts and focus in the future? Does anyone notice? We did it for the love, but my ego wants the glory and the honor. And my bank account is fiending for a fortune with some commas. Will my DJ be victorious over drama and the envy? Please give me a clue. I made a promise to the present, I would pray more. More sales, more ears, so I would say more. So ask the future, not about these possessions and riches. Could you ask him if he sees me? Is there pain in my eyes or is there happiness? Am I good with who I am? If I'm working at McDonald's and I gave up on my fans, and I'm 9 to 5 and staying alive and feeding my fam, am I comfy in my skin as a man? Is my financial status high? Can I kill the line between driven content and satisfied? Huh? That's right. I know some of y'all think like me. Who I'm talking to. I thank you.
MCMI.
Yeah, yeah. MCMI report. So what's good, Blitzkrieg?
Nothing, man, you know, we just making this whole new radio show happen. Shout out to everybody listening, shout out to everybody who will be listening, shout out to everybody who supports MCMI and MCMIReport.com. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on this summer, a lot of shows coming up, a lot of hip-hop that's happening in New York right now. I'm going to just run down a couple of things that's going on over the next few months here in New York.
What's good?
In future episodes, we will be, you know, talking about things that are happening in other regions. But for now, I'm just going to dedicate all of this to New York. So, first up, coming on June 7th, we got Buckshot, Smith & Wesson, and Sean Price. So, if you can't click, all performing at Bixby Head Park in Brooklyn. That'll be a free show happening from 7 to 9 on Thursday. After that, the next show coming up after that is MCMI's Home Philly Attack FM's birthday bash. That'll be June 11th.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be a dope show.
And that's a free show, too, right?
Absolutely, free show.
Where's that at?
Here's is Pac FM Show. You know what? We're going to have to ask Pac FM in a minute. When he comes back, we'll talk to Pac himself. He'll be telling us about the performance, why he's doing the show, about his birthday, and all of that. Cool. Idol Worship has a screening of a, I guess, a film that they did coming up June 10th. That'll be at Bond Park in Brooklyn. A lot of stuff going on in the Bond King Park in Brooklyn. Check out. June 14th, we got ECMB and DJ Scratch again at Bond King Park. That's in association with Globestar Media and WBLS, which just ate up Kick FM. That's it for June, really. Not too much. Oh, yeah, June, we also got Hannibal Buress. He's doing a live comedy show with Kevin Barnett and Josh Rasbinowitz. Red Hook Park, that's right around the corner from me. I can walk a block to that.
Yeah, you know, I think he's from Brooklyn. He does a lot of shows in Brooklyn, I know that.
He's from, I think he's from Chicago, but yeah.
You're right.
And he does a weekly, I think, at the Knitting Factory in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg.
But then I know he's been weekly for a while out there, so.
Yesterday they played the special that we went to the taping of.
Yeah.
They had it on yesterday.
I got a check for
that.
Did you see us in the crowd? He was right.
Nah, I didn't see. I wasn't really looking. I was just listening to his jokes. I don't know. I don't think they panned us.
Coming up in July, we got a nice old school show. Chubb Rock and Curtis Blow doing a show in Cortona Park in the Bronx. That should be hot.
When is the last time there was an opportunity to go to a show and see Curtis Blow?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man.
That's pretty awesome.
Looks like the Bronx got the old school stuff on lock, because they got, on July 11th, they got Night to Smooth, Ed OG, and Austin 2 at Daytona Park. In Queensbridge, we got Big Daddy Kane and Marley Marl on July 8th.
Five Boroughs in New York is doing its thing right now on the hip-hop, on the shows.
In Springfield Park in Queens, we got Full Force, the Fourth MDs, Johnny Kemp, Jeff Red, and Melissa Morgan at Springfield Park. That's kind of crazy. Keith Murray and the Beatnuts at Tappan Park in Staten Island on July 34th. I'll go into the August stuff a little bit later, but all of these shows will be listed on MCMI Reports events page. So, you know, if you need more information or you don't remember right now and you want to see any hip-hop shows that's going on in the New York area, we will have all of the best and brightest shows up on the website, mcmireport.com.
So getting back to the Lyricist Lounge reunion that we just went to the other day, they did a little segment where they had female MCs. You know, everyone knows the classic, people from back in the day and all through the history of hip-hop, the Little Kim, Foxy Brown, the Heather B's, et cetera, MC Lights. But they were also celebrating how the Lyricist Lounge also was a forum for really dope underground MCs. And three people who did a set together. It was Eternia, Sarah Connor, and Sarah Burns.
Yeah, she was dope, man. I got a chance to talk to her a little bit afterwards, and maybe we'll be seeing something from her with a collaboration with MCMI in the future.
The songs are really deep, you know, like she got this joint called Shotgun Wedding. She's like talking to, I think, her father in it. And she's got another one I'm not even going to talk about what it's about, but it's called Oval Metal.
Okay.
So it's kind of ill. So, you know, I just wanted to play a couple joints, and we're definitely going to be putting up some of her new releases and videos up on mcmireport.com for y'all to check out. She's got skills. She's very comfortable on the mic in front of people, you know, very, very good performer. So I think it's very likely that she's going to be in this for a minute and go far. You know what I mean?
Then let's get into those joints.
A joy for a
walk me down the aisle with a great big smile. You said my skin was too dark and I wasn't your child. It killed me then, it still hurts me now. But I ain't built a complex, but I'm still like, wow. You couldn't read or write, but you could argue and fight. Couldn't figure out my lunch forms to save your life. But you was on a chase, only for that paper though. First dude in the hood with a Volvo. He had that pretty hair, kinda light skin. Had two other kids that looked just like him. As for me, I was always the black sheep. You was praying for a boy, but oh boy, you got me. You can't tell me you ain't give me these gifts. And ain't no paternity test denying this. So nah, I ain't gonna tell you that my life was hard. I'ma lift up this veil and just show you these scars. It's just a shotgun wedding, that's all. Just a pure raw coming from my heart. Say what you wanna say, I'ma get it anyway. Let the tears dry on their own, nothing can stop me. Who's gonna help me with my gown and stand all proud? Pull some flicks in the courtyard like that's my child. Blow kisses to the limo while I'm off to the honeymoon. I'm almost positive it won't be you. You was unfit, that's why they took me away. Intoxicated, butt naked with a gun in my face. Used to say I brought you in, girl, I'd take you out. I believe you, that's why they shot up our house. You had a body of a woman, presence of a dude. You were moving silent, never scared of who? No one. That's why I take one and no one. You sent a mob of girls to jump me on a junction. I leaned on them, that's what set us apart. I knew it was you, Fredo, you broke my heart. So now I ain't gonna tell you that my life was hard. I'ma lift up this veil and just show you these scars. It's just a shotgun wedding, that's all. Just a pure raw coming from my heart. What you wanna say, I'ma get it anyway. Let the tears dry on their own, nothing can stop me. I'm leaning sideways on a pulpit, trying to find a bounce off the top. I'ma do this, listen, listen, listen. I've been through the hoopla, the scream, the hoorah. Now the bus is too high. I'm like one in a million though. Got the over metal on the fourth seat, first row. This is something truly special. Drip to stay laying in the hospital with vegetables. You my heart, you my love, yeah. Us together have the whole world running scared. Cause this is something that they want they never had. Once they finally get it, they keep it back. Still a daughter of a broken home. I mean, sticks and stones may break my bones, but I'm married to the game, and it'll never jerk me. Got my prenup, let me re-up. I'm ready.
MC, get your hands in the air, sir.
In the Thoroughsboro, BK, with Big Hat, everybody rocking DK. Gav was the first dude with a CLK, and Bricks was getting shipped out of East LA to Brooklyn, where niggas' lives were tooken. Rich cats got knocked and their wives were cooking. Fort Greene and Hemlock, the fifth been cocked. We cried when they killed Lennox and Pop and Rock. BK, the home of Biggie and Jay. When niggas got Will Smith chips and Jiggy all day. Bitches have boots in the city all day. Heckling cops, crack bots, settling watch. I'm drew up here. Sit mo, do up here. Yo, the feds snatch two up here. And BK, niggas in the hood and that all blue and gray. Gorillas got rich from stairwells and PA. Let me tell you where I grew up at. Sit mo, do up at. Flip coat, do up at. Real fake thugs, got the best. Shoot up at. Front, you might die in this borough. The East of Phil and Best Stars in this borough.
sorrow. Full of projects, the wild and furrow. Try to figure out which side is thorough from. See how the same Marxists carrying cons. Niggas rock Coogee and Dolce Gabbana. The women, they make a living just carrying bonds. We pop corks a little bit, we lost a little bit. In the club, buying out Chris Paul's a little bit. I told y'all that my borough is thorough. I know niggas that'll clap you up and bury the metal. Same day, still in the hood, we so ghetto. Brooklyn, holla back, put your crook on. Live from the 718, we raise the 8. Every time Poppy raise the weight of that weight. Let me tell you where I grew up at. Sit broke, grew up at. Flip coat, grew up at. Real fake thugs, got the vests, chewed up at.
I'm beyond real, understand I'm realer. In other words, the sound. It's dirty music. My niggas ain't playing, we ain't fucking around. Let off a few rounds, how you hugging the ground? We rap for the town, we be holding it down. They loving the sound, it's dirty music.
Hey, I rap for the street corner. I send the walls, they smell of me on you. I'm in the sweet on you.
On that, again, you can go to mtmireport.com. We will have that on the site.
And you can also go to Sarah Connor's new website, which is barsandbrassstraps.com. That's
with a Z, twice.
Yep. Bars with a Z and straps with a Z. So, yeah, definitely
word.
Check that out. I don't know how you say
cool.
Bra straps with a Z. That sounds weird to me. Bra straps.
With a Z, son.
That's what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Word. So Pat,
yeah.
We were talking about your upcoming birthday party.
It's on June 11th. It's a free show. Well, free for y'all, not free for me. But I want everybody to come out and enjoy themselves. And, you know, that's my gift to myself, is to actually just go out there and rock and shit, because that's what I like to do best. And
it's on a Monday, right?
Yeah, it's on Monday night. Don't worry, if you got a job, you'll be able to get home and get some sleep in time. Like, it's not going to be some 4 o'clock in the morning shit like Lyricist Lounge was, which was cool. I wasn't mad at it, but, you know, I did get home like 4:30. This shit, I mean, by the time, when it's not my birthday, I won't be performing anymore. How about that?
So you're saying, like, by midnight?
Yeah.
So when are you starting? Like, 8? Like, when are you starting?
Doors open at 8 o'clock. Okay, so get there as early as you can, you know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be a lot of fun shit. I got some people coming through, like, you know, it's gonna be a surprise guest, but I have been talking to a lot of people that are gonna come through and rap with me.
Yeah, we're back. MCMI Report Radio. We're still talking about the name MCMI Report. Let me ask you guys right on the air, what do you think? Is it the MCMI Report, or is it MCMI Report Radio, or some other variation? What do you think, Blitz?
I think we just go with MCMI Radio. Works for me.
MCMI Radio. We do that. Matt?
I absolutely agree with Blitz.
You concur? All right. MCMI Radio.
Because I'm always right.
I mean, it is easier to say than MCMI Report Radio. It's more syllables. I thought we were still going on the branding of MCMI Report, you know, being the name of everything. But MCMI Radio is cool.
But MCMI Report is not the branding of everything. MCMI is the branding of everything. MCMI
That's
Report
true.
Is branding of
website. Exactly.
Me again being always right. I just had to put that.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You're now listening to MCMI Radio, where we name our show after we start our first broadcast. We're looking.
MCMI. You're listening to MCMI Radio, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on MCMIReport.com.
Money in the bank. Bitch, I'm never on E, man. I'm money in the tank. This forever, homie. know me.